Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning for seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections reaches its peak with only 2 days left for polling. Voting in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in North 24 Pargana district in support of Barasat and Basirhat Lok Sabha constituency of West Bengal yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said there is zero tolerance for corruption under his rule. He said Congress and INDIA bloc do not care for common people and they only care for themselves. He said people of Mutua community in West Bengal are being given citizenship under CAA. Addressing rallies in Chultu in Kinnaur district and Nankhari and Ruhuru in Himachal Pradesh yesterday, BJP National President JP Nadda stated that the BJP is seeking votes for development to once again usher in an era of progress in the country. On the other hand, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi has accused the BJP government of failing to reduce inflation and unemployment. She was addressing an election rally in Gagret, Una district of Himachal Pradesh. She criticized the central government for not declaring last year's calamity as a national disaster. Meanwhile, RJD Chief Lalu Prasad campaigned in different parts of Pataliputra parliamentary constituency in Bihar in support of the RJD candidate. He said this time in Lok Sabha elections, fight is for saving reservation and Indian constitution. Talking to media, he said the 400 plus seat claim of BJP will fall flat in this election. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrested a key conspirator in connection with trafficking of Bangladeshi nationals and Rohingyas through the northeastern borders of the country. According to the NIA, Jaleel Mia, who is a resident of Tripura, has been arrested. Investigations have revealed that Jaleel was one of the main conspirators in the human trafficking racket and a close associate of accused Jeevan Rudrapal. 33 persons were arrested earlier in the case. As per NIA investigations, a large number of Bangladeshi nationals and Rohingyas are being trafficked to India every month through the poorer stretches of the Indo-Bangladesh border. Union Health Secretary Apoorva Chandra has expressed the need for exploring collaboration with Google in the field of artificial intelligence. Representing India at the 77th World Health Assembly of WHO in Geneva, Mr. Chandra met with Google's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Karen DeSalvo, to discuss the ongoing engagement between Google Research and the Health Ministry in making digital health tools more accessible to people. The Health Secretary sought Google's support for the Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission, ABDM, and building more digital health tools like Automated Retinal Disease Assessment, ARDA. Indian Army Major Radhika Sen has been awarded to receive the 2023 Military Gender Advocate of the Year Award. The award recognizes her advocacy for women and girls while serving as a peacekeeper. Congratulating her, Union Secretary General Antonio Guterres called her a true leader and a role model. Her service was a true credit to the United Nations as a whole, he said. In arm wrestling, the Indian contingent has clinched a total of 7 medals, including 1 gold and 6 bronze medals at the Asian Championship 2024 in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. Shriman Jha, who participated in 2 categories, was the top performer for India. He won the gold medal in the left-hand para category, while he won the bronze medal in the right-hand para category. In the masters category, Lakshman Singh Bhandari secured 2 bronze medals, while Sachin Goyal won the bronze medal in the competitive right-hand senior category. The National Rifle Association of India, NRAI, has announced a 23-member rifle and pistol squad for the upcoming International Shooting Sport Federation, ISSF, World Cup in Munich, Germany. And that is the end of this news bulletin.